Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 133 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. And now we're down to the final five teams. This week, the Canadian National Junior A Championship gets underway in Brooks, Alberta. To discuss that and a whole lot more, we're joined by CJHL president and friend of the show, Brent Ladds. Brent, welcome back to the show, my friend. Pretty jacked right now?
Oh, Gino, yeah. I think we got a tremendous national championship in store for us in Brooks. They've done such a terrific job, and I think that for the first time in the history of the event, we're pretty well sold out, and their advanced packages have been sold out almost 2 months ago. So looking forward to it. Beautiful big arena and a pretty competitive host hockey team as well.
So we've got the Brooks Bandits, Prince George Spruce Kings, the Portage Terriers, the Oakville Blades, and the Ottawa Junior Senators. Whenever you award the national championship to a particular region, a team, you get worried. You got to make sure they got a pretty solid team. No problem with Brooks. They wrapped up their season on a 33-game winning streak, finished with the best record in the entire CJHL. Are you just a genius, Brent? Is that why you knew that that's the place you had to go this year?
Well, you know, it's not unique for Brooks. They have been competitive over the years, and they've, I think, filed twice initially before this decision was made to host the event, and it was just a question of, you know, find the right time and place. But I'm not sure that we could have predicted they would have been this successful over the course of the last hockey season. But I can tell you, you know, things are looking very good for the hockey team. Although they lost out to Prince George in the Doyle Cup, and Prince George has got a great hockey team as well, I'm sure, as do all the others.
It's amazing what's going on with the teams and then individuals as well from a developmental standpoint. 22 players from the CJHL this year were on the NHL Central Scouting's rankings, including Alex Newhook of the Victoria Grizzlies. He's rated 13th overall amongst North American skaters. Brent, we've been doing the show for 28 years. And over that period of time, there were times we didn't see anybody from the CJHL. And then when you saw a couple of guys on NHL Central Scouting's radar, thought, wow, that's really impressive. And now it's just a matter of fact, you're going to see a couple of dozen kids every year. That's amazing.
It is, and it's a testament to the job that's being done in the various communities and by the coaches and the league commissioners themselves. You know, I think Kyle Turris was probably one of the initial players that sort of gained the profile of being drafted as high as he was in the NHL draft. And the support we get from the National Hockey League now with our special events like the World Junior A Challenge and the Prospects game has brought a new profile to all those kids that are playing in the program. So to your point, yeah, I think 24 players rated in their NHL watch list this year. And, you know, and that all becomes accentuated when a young man like Cale Makar kind of storms onto the scene in the playoffs in the NHL, and you look at his pedigree and his background, where he came from, and he came out of the CJHL.
It's amazing because just 2 years ago, he was playing in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. So people who are wondering, okay, so what's the level of talent like in that league? Can you use a guy like Cale Makar as a bit of a poster boy to say, well, we're this good?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that's the case. And it takes players like the Cale Makar to, I think, stimulate others to say, you know, that is a good choice for me, and it maintains my options in terms of NCAA eligibility. And again, playing in a quality program, it isn't going to hurt my development by any stretch.
I got to ask you about the National Concussion Management Program that you've got in conjunction with Head Check Health. For our listeners who don't know about this program, tell us about it.
Well, HeadCheck Health is a medical application that we use within our program. We introduced it this year after the BCHL had piloted it for a year and brought it to our attention. And each team within the CJHL has a special application that they use to monitor players' mental health and to and more so in the area of concussive injuries. And what we try to do is create records for each player that are transferable when they go to other hockey programs and that, so that there's some history there, and create more vigilance with respect to an issue that I think is a pretty serious issue and certainly has gained a lot more profile in the last, you know, 5 to 10 years.
For a guy in your position, I got to ask you about something you personally do. You're... you somehow have to make it work for all the teams individually in their local markets, but also to make it work nationally. You got over 130 teams right across the country, over 3,000 players. How do you bring it all together? How do you keep it all together and move it in the same direction when all the various teams across the country and the regions all have different needs?
Well, there's a lot of, you're right, there's a lot of diversity there. And, you know, we're in urban areas, we're in agricultural areas, we're in maritime areas. And again, there's different platforms and different areas of concentration that go into putting those teams together. I think it's a testament to all the assistance we get. You look at the, I mean, we have a tremendous partnership with Hockey Canada, and there isn't anything, you know, I don't think that they wouldn't do to help us out. Their events team is second to none. And certainly at the administration level with Scott Smith and Tom Rennie, they just do a wonderful job helping us out. The National Hockey League has been a tremendous ally, and that relationship has grown in the last 8 to 10 years. You know, going back to our former president, Kirk Lamb, and the work that he did with the program. And I think last but not least, it's the 10 commissioners that we have in place with each of those leagues and all the work that they do on a daily basis to keep the programs moving in a positive direction. And hey, we know we're not perfect, and there's work to do at the local level that, you know, has to be tied together often, but it's a credit to them. They get it all done.
Well, Brent, congratulations. Another successful year. Good luck at Nationals, and we'll talk to you again next year, my friend.
Well, thanks very much, Gino. I just want to say a special thanks to you and Adam for coordinating the Junior Hockey Magazine on our behalf, and certainly to Colin Campbell for all his work and keeping us in the right direction. So, appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate your kind words. That was CJHL President Brent Ladds, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.